Up next is North State Give and Take. And North State Give and Take is made possible by generous contributions of KCFR supporters, that's you, and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party's been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Welcome to North State Give and Take, a show about nonprofits in the North State. On KZFR 90.1 FM, your community radio station. Today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to be interviewing three women from the Butte County Library. Heather Dovey, Narinda Sufi, and Kimberly Wheeler. Welcome, all three of you.
Thank you.
We all do know about the Butte County Libraries, but we do not know all there is to know about what you offer and what you've been doing. So I'm going to let you, Narinda, you're going to start working on that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, first of all, to have us here on North State Give and Take. We are so happy to be here. So the Butte County Library System, we have six branches, which are Chico, Orville, Gridley, Biggs, Paradise in Durham. And we also have a very active literacy program, which serves across the county. And we have a literacy coach, which is serving hard to reach areas, schools, daycare centers. So we are out and about, sort of, we are serving in the branches, we are serving outside as well. So our current opening hours and information on literacy coach, that is all available on our website. The mission which we have is in the Butte County Library is to serve the learning, cultural, and community needs of our diverse populations. We do this like through collection materials. We do this through variety of programs. And as I said, outreach community activities, information resources, which we have access to technology, sort of inside the library, even the outside, and learning and reading. You know, all of our branches sort of, you know, during the pandemic, we have been open. We were just open for limited hours, but we are open back to our regular hours now. And we have strengthened sort of, you know, our online resources. What we are expecting the community members, if, you know, any reason they are not able to come into our branches, they can still access our services sitting at home. So few of the services which I can mention here is like newspapers, magazines, movies, music, and of course, ebooks and audiobooks. So those are all kind of online available as well if our community members would like to take advantage of that. Very soon, we are bringing in online courses, which is called Universal Class, where there will be a number of courses people can do sort of, you know, sitting at home. Of course, you need a library card for all these things. So we encourage, you know, our community members to visit the library, register for a library card. They can register for an e-library card and start using these wonderful resources, which we have. You know, and as you said, Bobby, we do have many, many things which are happening in the library. But today, I think it'll be nice for us to talk about, you know, our summer reading program and our wonderful literacy program, you know, and what they are offering, you know, at this minute. So I will hand over to Kimberly Wheeler, our countywide children's librarian. She will be more than happy to talk us through what is going on for the summer reading program.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for having us here today. It's a great opportunity for us, and we're very excited. As Narinder said, my name is Kimberly Wheeler, and I'm the countywide children's librarian at Butte County Library. I've lived in Butte County for 33 years, and I've worked with local kids and books for much of that time. It's a delight to be in this role because I have a chance to work in all of our communities and hopefully make a positive difference in the lives of Butte County kids. We're very excited to let you know that our summer reading program is underway as of June 1st, and it will be running through the end of July. We have excellent opportunities for youth, and that includes 0 to 18, to engage with the library in new and meaningful ways. Like Narinder said, that's really what we're looking for. It's a new, fresh start for us right now, especially after such a long year of facing the pandemic and the restrictions that came with that for all of us. The Summer Library Program has been a part of our services since the 1960s. So we're well into to over 50 years of administering this in our branches. It's definitely a huge part of what we do. And now's the perfect time to join, to get a library card, to learn about everything you can do, what that card can offer. And you can do that either from the comfort of your home, like Narinder said, with the e-card, or you can come in to any one of our 6 branches. We have literally an option for everyone. We aim to be as inclusive as possible. Each summer, with the summer library program, we do have a goal, and the goal is to prevent what they call the summer slide. And the summer slide is wherein kids might fall a little bit behind on some of their reading activities if it's not something that's kept up with over the summer months. Then when they return to school in the fall, there's a very noticeable difference. They may not come back at the same level at which they left the prior year. They may have to struggle to catch up. And we find that there's statistically kids that participate in summer reading programs by the end of third grade, they're generally right where they need to be, if not a little bit ahead, and they tend to do better. They tend to do better work in school going forward from that point. So, we get some of our statistics from the California State Library, and we've shown that, or we've seen that kids have higher standardized test scores, and they're just more ready for what lies ahead. And we could all use that right now. So for our summer program this year, the theme is called Reading Colors Your World. Every year we have a different theme, and this one is really fun. We're having a great time with it. It's always nice when your staff and team really get behind it, and you can explore all the different things that means. Of course, literally we can focus on color and art and all of that wonderful stuff, but also the world, thinking outside the box. Reading Colors Your World, what does that mean? And so we incentivize reading by rewarding kids with a free book for every 7 books that they read on their own. So we've learned over the years that what they really want is a new book, that we have a very active community of readers, reading youth in Butte County. Sometimes their reading outpaces that of adults. And so we encourage families always to read together. They can, read independently, of course. Kids can find books either at the library, they can borrow things from their friends. Of course, if it's something they buy, that's always fine too. But we seek, those free opportunities and encourage them to use the library. So at the end of this year's program, we will actually be awarding kids with medals for reading and certificates for their participation. And that's a new thing for us, is to really honor that engagement, especially after, again, such a big year, and hoping that they come back to us to take part of this. To make the most of our post-pandemic summer, we have many wonderful programs at every branch, and they're all free and open to the public. They're both online and in person. Thanks to the grants we've received through the State Library, we're offering NASA-themed astronomy kits and crafts all summer, and these grab-and-go kits have been a wonderful way just to stay connected to kids during the pandemic. And we're delighted to be able to extend library services into the home, or what we think of as a third space, someplace that isn't school and it isn't home, where the kids can relax and use their imaginations. We want them to imagine the world outside of their own and to think about the universe and have curiosity about exploration. kids of the school age years have something they can look forward to this summer. We have a series of 8 STEM programs coming in July and August, and they will have streaming capability so they can watch from home or they can come join us in the branch. Either way, we're going to make both of those options available. We want access for everyone, whether you're in a more rural area or in one of the larger towns like Oroville or Chico. We want everybody to have access to the library. Adults are always encouraged to participate in the summer reading program as well. And we truly believe that summer reading is for everyone. So anybody can find more information about either how to get a library card or sign up for the summer reading program on our website. And we do have a goal of having every child in Butte County having a library card so that they can create, play, learn, and engage.
Your web address is
www.buttecounty.net/BC library.
To be able to get a book online. Now that process for me once was a little tricky. Somebody will help, anybody that wants to do that, they get a library card and then you can show them how to get into that online program.
We are definitely, you are absolutely right. It was a bit tricky when they started that, you know, because I remember that as well. But now it's very seamless. Sort of when you go on our website, it'll walk you through it.
Okay.
However, staff is always available. Okay. They will be more than happy to help. And okay. Sort of, you know, with that process, yeah.
And Kimberly, on the Thursday morning for kids under 5, what's that one again?
Okay, yeah, it's just our in-person outdoor story time. So throughout the month of June, we're continuing events outside. We look forward to holding them indoors soon. But for now, we are doing them in person, but in a very safe, open space outside in the back of our library grounds where we have some lovely redwood trees and shade, and we have lots of room to spread out. And we're using yoga mats to keep nice distance between us.
Yeah. Okay, and that's Thursday at what time? And it's in Chico, right?
Right, that one's Thursday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
In Chico.
And we have something in Oroville as well, isn't it, Kimberly?
Yes, and Wednesdays at 11 in Oroville, we're also doing an outside story time.
Yes. I remember when my grandkids were younger that we did that quite a bit. It was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, they liked that a lot. There's another thing that, Narinder, you wanted to make sure we spoke about.
So that's our literacy program. And so Heather Tovey will be walking us through that.
Okay.
That's another one, Bobby. It's a very exciting program. We serve on one-on-one basis, and we serve in group settings. We work with many families, and we serve dual language sort of, learners. We address their needs. So it's a lot in this program, and it's a very exciting program. Heather will be able to tell us more about that.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview about the Butte County Library. We'll take a short break and we'll be back. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show is called North State Give and Take. We'll return to our interview about the Butte County Library. Heather Tovey will be talking about the literacy program.
Well, before I get into it and really get into what we're doing and everything, I want to take a moment to really reflect on what have you read so far today? If we just take a moment and think about that, you know, emails, maybe the Zoom link that you sent out, a menu, road signs, a birthday card, all these different things that we have around us every day. And just imagine if you're not able to read those signs, read those cards. It's hard to imagine that, but it does exist, and it exists in Butte County. Reading is an integral part of our lives. And here's a couple of sobering facts to kind of think about that. The National Institute for Literacy estimates of adults with the lowest literacy levels that 43% live in poverty. Then locally here in Butte County, the U.S. Skills Map estimates or says 20% of our adult population in Butte County are at risk for difficulties in understanding and comprehending printed materials. So that's, they're having a hard time understanding and searching and using text, the text around them. And that's around 33,000. That's a pretty big number.
That is.
So just something to kind of reflect on. And we ask ourselves all the time how this might happen. And what we hear from adults, you know, it can be things like they've moved around a lot. It's those first 8 years, you know, like Kimberly was mentioning, that so much of those reading skills are learned right up until third grade. But what if your family moved around all the time and, you know, trying to catch up? Or maybe there are adverse childhood experiences. We hear a lot of that from our adults when they talk, when our learners that come to us and talk about why they weren't able to keep up. You know, they are dealing with a lot more at home. It can be undetected vision or hearing issues. So there's all kinds of reasons. And the biggest part is they take the blame. You know, it's a shame that they carry, often very quietly, even though this is something that happened to them as a kid. For the English language learners, we witness over and over again amazing coping skills. It would just knock your socks off, the intelligence that it takes to navigate this world without being able to read and write. The good news, though, the really, really good news, Bobby, is that your library has literacy services. We offer solutions for adults that might be struggling with their reading and writing. Butte County Library was one of the first libraries in California to offer literacy services, and we're really proud of that. We've been offering literacy services for 36 years.
Wow.
We've been helping the adults here in Butte County with their reading and writing. We're growing and we're spreading out and doing more and more all the time. At the heart of the program is the adult reading program, which I kind of mentioned, Narinder mentioned, the one-on-one tutoring, the group, you know, the English language where people can practice their conversation. But the one-on-one tutoring is really the heart of it, where volunteer tutors are trained to work with adults on their goals, and it's all learner-centered, which means they get to dictate what they're going to practice. So it can be, sometimes they come to us that they've been referred to us from a workplace because they've been discovered, perhaps, that they aren't able to, the forms have changed and they can't read those or navigate them any longer. So they come and they work on that with their tutor. Sometimes they're working on their GED, their citizenship. It's all up to them. It can be reading a book to their child, you know, being able to feel comfortable in a classroom, helping their child, you know, volunteering there. So there's a number of reasons they come to us, and it's all up to them what they work on.
They find you by hearing about you.
That's why it's really important for us to be on the show today with you, you know, not only to find amazing volunteer tutors, but also maybe someone that could use a little support will hear us.
How can someone become a tutor or help in any other way?
So you can, our next tutor training is July 17th.
Okay.
So, and that's here in Orville and at headquarters here in Orville. And it's a 9 to 3:30 all day type thing. And we have an online piece too that we ask them to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to see if this is a good fit for you, but maybe it's not. Maybe once a week, we ask that you meet once a week at a minimum and an hour once a week with your adult learner, but maybe you don't have time for that. But so there's other ways. We have a Friends of Literacy you could join. maybe you can just talk about our program, you know, spread the word. Sure. Word of mouth is big.
When you do the tutor on July 17th, people out there that are interested in maybe being a tutor, they'll come to Oroville, the Oroville Library, right?
They'll need to call us.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Give us a call.
Okay.
888-538-7198.
Okay.
So give us a call, or you can email us at literacy@butecounty.net.
And then they'll get the information and plan on spending a day from 9 to 3:30. And then you find the person for them?
Yes, exactly. So they come to us. Our literacy students will reach out to us and I conduct an assessment.
Okay.
And I have conversations, not only the screening part, but then conversations about what they want to practice.
Okay.
And we find that connecting the right literacy student with the right tutor is really critical, because then it just takes off. And we have people that are eager to give back. You know, in fact, I just did an assessment today and so excited that we're back open again, you know, and oh boy, I need, you know, want to get it tutors. And then the other thing, we're kind of expanding. We're going to have we're really excited. We're going to have career online high school, which is a way for adults who may not have graduated from high school that want to pursue their degree now. And it's set up, it's kind of true to the library again, because it follows the interest of the learner, of the adult. So there's different strands that are specific to their interests. And it makes it a little more appealing and a more, little more, you know, interesting for them. So.
Absolutely. And well, it gives them what they need. Libraries have always been a wonderful thing, but it sounds like ours is pretty active and pretty great.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, we are very proud of our libraries. And staff. They do like
Kimberly's even doing a little dance.
Wonderful stuff they do.
Yes.
And on that note, I think, Kimberly, you may want to talk a little bit about the lunch program that we do with the summer.
Yeah.
So we've been very fortunate to receive a grant from the State Library that will enable us to serve lunches in Oroville. And we're also looking into more communities for our fourth year in a row. And what's been found is that if children aren't receiving regular meals and getting regular nutrition, that of course their brains aren't going to be working to their full capacity. And so the library, thanks to the State Library again, has been able to facilitate meal service, lunch service via the library. So what we'll be doing is having grab and go lunches. We're working with the Butte County Office of Ed and some local Oroville school districts to make sure that those lunches are there on regular days and times so that families can count on that for their kids. And it just makes a huge difference. You know, they come in and they check out a good stack of library books and they want to go home and really dig in and get into this material. But if they have the full belly, they're going to maximize that.
Absolutely.
They're going to get the most out of that. Uh-huh. And so there's a real connection between, you know, having food in your tummy and being able to think and imagine and dream.
Does that happen at the libraries? They come to the libraries to get the lunch?
Right, exactly. So right now, for sure, we're set up in Oroville, but we're working on a couple of other communities trying to get it worked out for Gridley as well. And what they would do is just, it's a grab and go. They can come pick up their lunch and either come in and hang out with us and explore for books, but they can also take their meal with them.
Okay. And what days of the weeks and what times is that?
Right now, we're looking at Wednesday and Friday.
Okay.
At noon.
Gotcha.
At noon.
And it goes from noon to one?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Boy, you guys have been busy through this year.
It's been
coming
so
up
good.
Just getting things lined up to be ready to open like we finally can.
Yeah. Another thing is, Bobby, very soon we are also bringing in another program. We are tentatively preparing for that, which is, we call it our REACH project. The idea is to help people in our community to kind of, you know how going through pandemic and before that we had fires. So there's so much has happened within our community, sort of kind of how you do that social and economic recovery. So the part of that is just helping people to find sort of jobs, sort of trainings, you know, setting up businesses, sort of all that good stuff. So we are, it's very sort of right now we're planning it. So as soon as our funding gets confirmed from the state library, we will be bringing in that. And we will have more information about that on our website. So most of the information is available. We are always communicating via our social media, Facebook and Instagram. We are very active. And so that is where people can find all up-to-date information, you know, what is going on. So next year, we will have a brand new hybrid state-of-the-art mobile library coming out. And that is the intent sort of behind that is kind of hard to reach places where people can't come to us. How are we going to reach to them? And we definitely is very much sort of, you know, on our mind. And we really want to do that. And we are very excited to share that, like, you know, and early next year, we will have that. And that's what we will be planning.
So, well, thank you, all three of you, Heather, Kimberly, and Narinder, for giving me so much great information about the Butte County Library. And yes, let's do it again.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
You've just heard a pre-recorded interview on North State Give and Take about the Butte County Library. I spoke with Narinder Sufi, Heather Tovey, and Kimberly Wheeler. The website for the library is www.buttecounty.net/BC Library. If you'd like to hear this interview again, or you missed part of it, you can go to kzfr.org, hit on the program tab, go to Tuesday, and go down to North State Give and Take. On North State Give and Take, I interview different nonprofits here in the North State. And if you'd like to be on the show, please email me at heretoday, H-E-A-R, today, at gmail.com. And come back next week at 6 p.m. for more interesting interviews with local people doing important things in our county and in the North State. Thanks for listening and supporting KZFR, your community radio station. Stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive.